A reflection from Father Luis Sassano, Matthew 16:13-20. Jesus' identity. You should always be clear about who Jesus is and the relationship you have established with him. It is very easy to get carried away by what people say, and it's very easy to buy yourself a God that the world sells you. We could talk about the three types of Jesus that are on sale in the world today. 1. Jesus the stepmother. This is an image of a punishing God, one who only delivers justice and keeps score. He is a scorekeeper of sorts. For some, he might become a soccer referee who keeps up with what they do and gives them a red or yellow card, depending on the circumstance. This is a God that you are afraid of because you don't do things a certain way, do not pray a certain way, don't go to Mass. He is going to punish you or is not going to listen to you. 2. Jesus the lamp. Another image is Jesus as an Aladdin of sorts, only that instead of rubbing a lamp, you need to pray a lot in order for him to give you what you are asking for. You pray and pray until he gives it to you. God, please help me with this. I want to have this or that. You turn God into a genie's lamp that will grant you what you want. 3. Jesus the secretary. And still another image is that he is the one who adapts everything according to your idea and who obeys your orders. You tell him what you desire and ask him to prepare it so that everything turns out the way you want. In other words, you are the pilot of your life and God is your co-pilot. Finally, in Peter's words, we see the God that Christianity proposes to us, a living, close, liberating, saving, and healing God. A God that shows you the way of humility, of diminishing yourself, of serving, of making yourself small so that God can grow and speak to your heart. Relating to God in this way changes your life. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you, be with you, and protect you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.